You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Saturday the 10th of November, the final day of the British flat season. And we've also got some fantastic jumps racing to look forward to as well. Join the team on Racing Radio nice and early, 11:35 start on Racing Radio on Saturday. So we'll look forward to that for a fantastic day of action. My name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Sean Quinn. In the we'll call it the podcast studio. What we've retreated to, Sean, more resembles a small booth.
Yeah, that's putting it kindly. I was going to say a small wardrobe, but we've managed to squeeze the two of us in here, John. It's an intimate setting to paint a picture for the listeners. And as you say, we've got some good racing to look forward to. It is the flat finale taking place at Doncaster. As you say, early start. Those listeners who go out on a Friday had better set their alarm clocks early for Saturday morning, because it's that time of year, isn't it? Racing starts earlier, of course, and we've got plenty to take us right throughout the afternoon. Unfortunately, we can only cover a very, very small bit of it, but the whole of it will be available live on William Hill Racing Radio.
Indeed, and live on Racing Radio on Thursday, we heard the chasing debut of Kalashnikov, of course, the Betfair Hurdle winner, the runner-up in the Supreme, and the favourite for the Arkle. Off the back of the successful victory, was actually cut from 6-1 into 5-1 with us here at William Hill for the Arkle. Sean, I think fair to say it wasn't a perfect round of jumping, but it was a perfectly satisfactory debut.
Yeah, he displayed novice-y tendencies, but there was absolutely nothing that would worry you in that. John, he was learning on the job, and I thought he was a real man. How he went about the race down the back the second time, Jack Quinlan sent him on into the lead, and I thought he jumped pretty well from that point on. And when Huntsman's Son came to him as they turned in, it looked like he might give him a race for 1 second. And don't forget, Huntsman's Son is a pretty good horse in his own right, but once Kalashnikov almost felt him get to his girth or his flank, he quickened away again, and Connection can be nothing but pleased with that performance. It was a really, really good first step on the chasing ladder for him.
So that was a Kalashnikov. It's 5-1 for the Arkle this here at William Hill at time of recording, but we've got a lot to discuss in terms of Saturday's racing, John, so we'll move on to that, and we'll start off by talking about the November handicap at Doncaster, the 3:15. We all call it the final race of the flat turf season. It's sort of the penultimate race of the flat turf season, so we've got a nursery after it on the card.
We do. It should probably be run as the last race, shouldn't it? It is known as the flat finale, as you say, the November handicap. As you'd expect, it's a wide open race this season, as it is every year. You've got an interesting favourite at the time of recording anyway, in the shape of Royal Lion, a horse we haven't seen very much of, John. One can only assume he's maybe been a little bit prone to injury. He hasn't been seen since April of this year, but he was pretty impressive when he took the Great Metropolitan Handicap at Epsom. And he is the one horse in the race, I suppose, that has the potential for improvement, maybe beyond handicaps in time. He might be a black type performer. Certainly for these connections to have persisted with him, you'd have to feel that could be the case. So Royal Lion, undoubtedly very interesting. I'm going to take him on, though, with one. I like Clive Cox's charge, Now Children. He himself met with injury back in 2016 or 2017. I'm not quite sure when, but he won both starts as a two-year-old in 2016, and then we didn't see him until early this year. So he'd, what, a year and a half off the track, but he's returned even better. And his last performance at Goodwood in October, when he beat Wolf Country by 4.5 lengths, was a career best performance from him. The handicapper has put him up £6. I don't think that's overly harsh, and there's the prospect of more to come from Now Children. So he's 10-1 at the time of recording. I think that looks pretty fair. and I'll put him forward as my each-way stab in this race. Another one we should mention quickly is Reshoon, who might well have been kept back for this after winning at Haydock last time. He represents last year's winning connections.
The November Handicap comes up at 3:15 at Doncaster on Saturday. It's part of a decent card to finish off the flat season. We've got a couple of listed races, one particularly strong listed sprint, which we look forward to seeing, and the entire card is live on Racing Radio. Now we'll turn our attention to the day's main jumping action, which comes at Wincanton, as you can hear my paper turn to try and find the Wincanton card.
I'm surprised you can turn that paper in here, John. Yeah, I know. You're doing very, very well.
It was difficult, and I've actually realised that it was on the original page anyway, so there was no point in me attempting.
You just did it for effect.
I absolutely did do it for effect. It was a dramatic moment. We've got a good card in general, but we've got three races of particular interest. Mm. We'll take them in chronological order here, Sean, and starting off with the Rising Stars Novices Chase, a Grade 2 contest over 2.5 miles at 2:25.
Yeah, this looks to be a shootout, doesn't it, between Secret Investor and Bags Groove. I hope I'm not doing too much of a disservice to the other three in the race, all decent horses in their own right, but they've got to improve a little bit, I think, to get to Secret Investor and Bags Groove. And of those two horses, it's the Harry Fry horse, Bags Groove, that I like. He showed the benefit of his first run over fences at Utoxeter when he finished second. He improved on that last time out at Foss last. Whether he improved because of the experience he gained or whether it was a case of him improving for coming back up in trip, because he made his chase debut over 2 miles and stepped up to 2 miles 5 furlongs last time. He looks best at 2 miles 4, 2 miles 5, so I think that definitely suited him, and of course the experience from Utoxeter wasn't lost on him. He's been given a rating of 145 on the back of those two starts, and I think he might just have too much in his armoury for Secret Investor. But Secret Investor looked good when he was last seen in a novice's hurdle at Chepstow. He beat Double Treasure. That was his first run after a wind-up, and he posted a career best performance, so I think it's pretty safe to say that wind-up has worked for him.
Okay, so that's Bags Groove then for Sean in the Rising Stars Novices Chase for 2:25. The next race on the card is the Elite Hurdle, the Grade 2, coming up at 3 o'clock, over just shy of 2 miles. Hurdle, there's an action here. Sean, I have to say, a few of these I think will be better on softer ground. So obviously there is forecast rain at Wincanton, and I'm sure Connections will be hoping that comes for those individuals, including We Have a Dream of Nicky Henderson's. But it's a pretty good lineup with a mix of different types of characters, a couple of 4-year-olds and a couple of older hands as well.
Yeah, I absolutely love this race, John. I'm probably a little bit biased towards it because I can't believe, but it's over 10 years. 11 and 12 years ago, we won this race with Crowwood and Lesling Taylor. So it's a race that we've had luck in the past, and I always enjoy watching it. But as you say, it's a really interesting race because it's the first chance that we see for the 4-year-olds to pitch themselves in against the older horses. You've got horses coming out of novice company taking on battle hardened handicappers, and it all gets thrown into the melting pot here in the Elite Hurdle. That's definitely the case this year. You've got the 4-year-olds in the shape of We Have a Dream, who was amongst the very best last year, let's make no bones about it. He unfortunately missed the Triumph Hurdle but got to Liverpool and was so impressive when winning the anniversary hurdle there. We've also got Radician in here. Radician has already had a start this year, so he's got the benefit of match fitness. He was second on his seasonal reappearance at Cheltenham. He's a very good horse in his own right. You've got Verdana Blue, who was really, really impressive, beating Old Guard at Kempton in a listed race 20 days ago. She was backed as if defeat were out of the question that day, maybe suggesting that she's possibly improved over the summer months. But the horse that I like here, and I'm really looking forward to seeing, is If the Cap Fits. I was so taken with him when he won at Kempton on Boxing Day that I actually had a little bet on him anti-post for the Supreme Novices Hurdle. Sod's law, he missed the race. He never ran again. Injury struck If the Cap Fits down. But I honestly thought he was a horse set to take top rank over hurdles. And I'm hoping that he still can. The vibes out of the Harry Fry camp over the past week or so have been good with regards to If the Cap Fits. He's been tight with us at William Hill in the betting as well, John. He's into 5-2 as we're recording this. When we opened the market, he was 7-2. So he's been positive. That's encouraging. And hopefully he can account for a pretty good field here.
That's If the Cap Fits for Sean and, for Harry Fry during the training in the Elite Hurdle, the Grade 2 at 3 o'clock on Saturday. And last but not least, the 3:35, the Badger Ales Trophy, a typically competitive handicap chase, a listed contest over just further than 3 miles and a furlong here. Sean, what are we going for in this one?
My selection here is going to be Ramesses de Tay, a horse who makes his seasonal reappearance. He's had a wind up over the summer months, so it'll be interesting to see if that brings about improvement. He's a horse who had really good form last year as a novice chaser. He beat Ron's Dream one day very impressively around Chepstow. Ron's Dream, of course, won a listed mare's chase earlier this week. He came up short at the Cheltenham Festival in that valuable handicap chase won by Coup Star Civilla, but ran better at the next meeting in April. I think he's a horse who's still potentially got more to offer, John. He's only a six-year-old, and he's a very sound jumper, and hopefully he can go well at a price here.
That's the Badger Ales Trophy, the 3:35 at Wincanton on Saturday, and that whole card. In addition to the rest of the day's racing live on Racing Radio, we're also Aintree, for the mention of that. We've also got Kelso, we've got Chelmsford in the evening as well. Lots to look forward to. Join us throughout the afternoon, and join us again tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. Sean, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Sean.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.